that you've been right there for me. You've been right here for each of us. I thank you, Lord, that you are faithful. Hallelujah. Even when we are not. And I thank you, Lord, that you have a plan. Your plan is good. Your plan is not to hurt us or to harm us, but it is to help us and to give us hope and to give us a future. And Lord, that future, I believe the final destination is to be with you and to be before the God of heaven and earth. Oh, to be in your presence, Lord, will be worth it all. Just one moment, Lord, just one moment in your presence will be worth it all. It will be worth it all. Hallelujah. I thank you. I bless you for that. Because your presence, Lord, your spirit is here for us. Your word is here for us. Your angels are here for us. Oh, God, you, it's just so wonderful to be with you, Lord, to walk with you and to talk with you. Now I begin to understand how Moses could spend so much time with you, Lord, because when you really begin to spend time with God, he is someone you just don't want to walk away from. You just can't walk away from. You can't turn away from him because he's so good. In his presence is life everlasting, life and eternal joy and peace in the Holy Ghost. Oh, to be in your presence, Lord, is just so wonderful. And so I just pray you would just touch every life, you know, that's under the sound of my voice, touch every life, Lord, that may be absent, for there are many that may be absent from the body, but they are present, Lord, in spirit. I believe that your spirit is right there for them. I believe your presence is there. I believe your angels is there for them. I believe the power of your word will go out, Lord, and touch the north, touch the south, touch the east and the west, touch every life, Lord, that will be open, every heart that is being opened to you. And then the hearts, Lord, that are closed, I pray you transform those hearts from stony hearts to hearts of flesh. Hearts, Lord, that for once in this life as they know it, they will experience the true and living God. Oh, we love you for that. We thank you for that. Jesus. We bless you now. And I pray that you would just anoint, oh God, your word. It's already empowered and anointed. But Lord, let it be a fresh anointing for each of us, just a fresh, sure answer in this time of situation, in this time of our lives. And God, we give you all the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. God's people said amen.
Amen. Amen.
And amen. Hallelujah. Okay. And I'm going to try to just read, I'm going to try to give this to you from the voice, but then I may go to another version as well. And we've been talking about stewardship. And that's an amazing thing because I think God has been dealing with me about stewardship for 40 years plus now. I think he's probably been trying to get each of us to a place of stewardship, you know, a place of where we're not so much focused on ourselves, but stewardship, I believe, in my just little interpretation, is just me fulfilling God's plan to reach others in the natural as well as the spiritual.
Yeah.
A responsibility to just simply learn about the kingdom and then to just spread the good news, spread the amazing instructions and truth of the kingdom. I think they tie into stewardship, or a responsibility before God to touch my brother, to touch my sister, to touch them in the natural, to touch them in the spiritual, to build them up and to tear down the things that should be torn down. And just plant the life of the Word of God, the life-giving Word of God in hearts, and then to be able to be an example, for we are what? Living in samples. Mm-hmm. In sample. It said in sample. That's what the word says. And that means that what? We are not just talking about it, but we're living it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We are living examples of Christ who is alive in us. If you have received Christ as your Lord, then his purpose through the power of the word, the power of the Holy Spirit, the power of just God's plan is to make us living in samples of Christ. And when you an example or example of Christ, you show Christ in all that you do. And, you know, he's still growing. I like that old saying, say, please be patient with me. God's not through with me yet. Because some people try to say, oh, I had a brother at one time. He just said, you just ain't worth nothing, Johnson. I don't understand you. You should have been blessed by now. Oh, that's all he could say to me. You know, he right there working. It looked like he was struggling just like I was. But for some reason, he thought he was on a higher level and a better place. And maybe he was because the Lord blessed him. But he was supposed to be my brother in Christ. I had just lost my job. I mean, I had been with the city for years. And then they fired me because they lied on me. And I'm telling you, that hurt. But, you know, God had a plan because the very man that was persecuting me, his boss was the one that gave me a job. And his boss gave me that job for 3 months, paid me a certain hourly wage cash for 3 whole months until I decided whether I would stay with him or whether or not God had another door for me. So, you know, God has a plan for you. I don't care how low you fall. I don't care how high you think you go. If you're not tuning into God's plan, then you're kind of missing it. And when you miss it, you surely can fall.
Amen.
But, you know, I had to pray for that brother because he just thought he was Mr. Somebody. And I said, brother, you just don't know. I, it just really took some for me not to choke him and grab him, you know. But God was helping me to stick, you know, to do it the way of Christ. Christ in you makes the difference. Mm-hmm. You, when you want to fight, Jesus said, no, peace.
Amen.
You know, peace be still. Let me handle it. Another man took my money, and I mean thousands of dollars took my money. But God is saying, my fist is bigger than yours. And so somehow, you know, this ties into the gifts and the talents. You know, one is number one, is given from God. Both are from God. But the gifts are more of the spiritual, that according to 1 Corinthians 12, page 1407 in the voice. 1 Corinthians 12, and I'm just going to read part of this because I don't think we had time to do it all. 1 Corinthians 12, page 1407, and then Romans 12, page 1388 in the voice. All right, I just want somebody to turn to that because I may need some help just with a little reading. I want to read part of that. And then, of course, 1439. In the voice, Ephesians 4. But I'm going to start here in 1407. It says, just a part here. Let's see. I want you to, I encourage you to read the whole chapter when you get, you know, when you got time. But I'll start at verse 7. It says, each believer has received a gift that manifests the Spirit's power and presence. We each have received a gift, okay? That gift is given for the good of the whole community. Who is the community? God's body, God's family is the community. The Spirit gives one person a word of wisdom, but to the next person, the same Spirit gives a word of knowledge Another will receive the gift of faith by the same Spirit. And still another gifts of healing, all from the one Spirit. One person is enabled by the Spirit to perform miracles, another to prophesy, while another is enabled to distinguish those prophetic spirits, discernment, that's what that is. The next one speaks in various kinds of unknown languages, while another is able to interpret those languages. One Spirit works all these things in each of them individually as he sees fit. Okay, let's see. Just as a body is a whole made up of many different parts, and all the different parts comprise the one body, so it is with the anointed one. Okay, the anointed one. And I think he's, I think he's also revealing again the body too, the body of Christ. But it is from the anointed one. And that, if I had a thought today, that's what it would be. Jesus, he is the spiritual gift and talent giver. Say that with me. Jesus. He is the spiritual gift and talent giver. Hallelujah. He is the spiritual gift and talent giver. All right. That's what the word reveals. Okay. As I go on, it says what? We were all ceremonially washed through baptism together into one body by one Spirit. All right. No matter what our heritage, Jew or Greek, insider or outsider, no matter our status, oppressed or free, we were all given the one Spirit to drink.
Amen.
Okay. And then I skip over to verse 27 and it says, you are the body of the anointed, the liberating king. Each and every one of you is a vital member. God has appointed gifts in the assembly. First, emissaries. Second, prophets. Emissary, of course, is what? Evangelist.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. The evangelist. That means he goes out. He's out moving about. Okay. Evangelist. Second, prophets. Third, teachers. Then, miracle workers. Healers. Helpers. Administrators. And then those who speak with various unknown languages. All are members, are all members gifted as emissaries, are all gifted with prophetic utterance, are all teachers, do all work miracles, or are all gifted in healing arts, do all speak or interpret unknown languages? Of course not. Pursue the greater gifts. And let me tell you of a more excellent way. And guess what that is? Love.
Mm.
Love is the greatest gift. It's mm-hmm. what the Word of God teaches. Love is the greatest gift. And as we go, we've been studying and teaching in 1 Corinthians 13. Of course, you know, you have what? Faith, hope, and love. They remain the three virtues that characterize our lives. The greatest of these, though, is love.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Paul is really trying to get across here. We may have different gifts, okay? We may have different talents. Again, the difference between the gifts and the talents are that the gifts, spiritually, number one, they are for the church. They are to build up the body of Christ. All right. The spiritual gifts are to enrich each and every one of us in the spiritual things of God. All right. And you begin to learn about and experience spiritual gifts when you receive Christ as Lord and Savior.
Mm-hmm.
And we all have received him. Right. So that's the key. Jesus is the gift giver, though. He's the one that heads it all up. All right. And of course, he has given that responsibility, what? To the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is in charge. And so, again, when you receive Christ, you receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Of course, I need to point that to you in scripture, but I'll probably have to do it in another session. But the key is that Christ is in your life, and then the Holy Spirit has come in. And when he begins, first makes entry, he begins the work of the purpose of God. The plan of God is to bring us what? Into maturity, to growth, bring growth, spiritual maturity, spiritual growth. We've been doing that for a while, haven't we? Even before we left the church, we've had what? Spiritual maturity. What else did we have? Somebody else to point that out to me. Spiritual what? Spiritual maturity. We had spiritual, what else did we have as part of the ministry? Anybody remember? Spiritual maturity. Well, let's think about it. We'll come back to it. But okay, we go on. And the important thing is that we know that we're in Christ, and you may not be sure of what your spiritual gifts are, you know, but the main thing is that whatever that gift is, it will become evident to you, because the Lord will just on a continual basis, he'll deal with you as you seek him. The closer you draw to the Lord, the more it will be clear in your life. You know, I had this calling in my life, and it felt for so many years that I didn't even believe I was a preacher. I didn't believe I was called for a while, because it's like the Holy Spirit was, he was working in my life, but you know, I wasn't where people thought I should have been, you know, and you can't base it on what people, you know, what people tell you. You got to base it on what the word says. Base your experience, base your walk on, let your walk be founded on the word of God. Mm-hmm. All right. That's number one. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and what? Thou shalt be saved and thy household. Acts 16:33. The word of God is your foundation. All right. And as you stay in the word and you know that you have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ and you have received him as Savior, then that's the door. That is the door opener right there. That's the icebreaker, as we used to say. That opens up the things of heaven. That opens up the things of Christ. It opens up the work of the Holy Spirit in your life. It opens up the ability to be able to understand and know what gifts the Holy Spirit will give you. My mother even taught that you should desire all the gifts, because they are all by what? They are all given by the power of the Holy Spirit. But that means that your life must be consecrated. You must be dedicated. You must be committed. I seen times I didn't understand. My mother would just go forth in the spirit. The times that, I mean, but that sometimes she would speak in an unknown language, and then she'd turn around and interpret it. And then there was times when she had a vision or a dream, you know, according to Joel 2. I mean, the word was up to God. The main thing was that she stayed in the word of God. She stayed in prayer. And that's what fine tunes us to the place where we know that we know that we know. And all the doubt just goes out the window, because you know, because the Spirit of God bears witness with your spirit that you are born again. And then that you are filled with the Holy Spirit. And eventually the Holy Spirit will manifest in your life to the point where you will come forth in the gift that he has given you. All right? Just be patient. God's not in a hurry, so you don't have to get in a hurry. Just be assured, just be confident that God is, just give him control on a daily basis. Just surrender daily to the will and the way of the Lord. And I assure you, as you continue to turn to him, he will turn to you. He promised that. I think he promised that, what, in John 15? If you abide in me, mm-hmm, and my word abide in, yes, you, you may ask what you will, and it shall be done. I think that's John 15:7. But abide in me and I in you. Except you abide in me, you cannot bear fruit. And Jesus, what? Is the fruit bearer. He's the fruit giver. He's the fruit producer. Mm-hmm. He produces the fruit in our lives that allow the gifts and the talents to be manifested. Those talents sometimes, though, can be inherited. You know, I see so much of my sister, Pastor Donna, in Elder. I see it in Elder. All right. I'm seeing something amazing in Pastor as the Holy Spirit is taking him to another level. And I see certain gifts that are connecting, coming forth, even especially for Sister Linda. God is taking us each by his Spirit to a level of, with the gifts and even talents. Mm-hmm. But some talents, as it is taught, that talents can be inherited. All right. Mama sang at one time. And I don't know. As far as I know, my mama, she sang. She could carry a tune a little bit, I think. But, you know, I tell you one thing. I'll sure try, even if I don't think I can. I'll try, you know. And every now and then, that's why you hear me. And I thank God that Sister Deanna, you know, that's one of her talents. And I believe that God gives. He also gives the gifts in this area. All right. So what are you really good at? Let's think about that. Painting, counseling. Maybe you've never met a car problem you couldn't repair. All right, Pastor. Or you what? You an amazing chef? Man, I love to get in there and burn some food up. Goodness gracious, Portia. Yeah, some of them recipes. Woo. I think I need to be there with you and William and munch a little bit. Wow. Amazing chef. My daughter, Sabrina, prepares stuff. I can't even imagine where that girl gets that talent and gift from. But I know where she got it from. She got it from the Lord. All right. Perhaps you just find opportunities to help people wherever you go. Seems like I'm always trying to do something, trying to say something, trying to talk to somebody, trying to stir up a smile. Goodness gracious, I wonder where I'm talking to this person for. But God is in this thing. Wow, I used to be shy. I wouldn't even hardly open my mouth to you. And now I can't keep this thing closed. Chicken bones. What's going on? William, what's up, man? What's that gift? You know, huh?
What's your gift?
God's got a gift for you. You know that, right? Huh? What is it? Smiling or singing or dancing?
Drawing.
Who?
He said drawing.
Oh, awesome. Look at that. I want to see that next picture. I want to see it, okay?
Say okay.
Okay.
All right. Let me get back to this. Now it says, whatever your talent or skill is, guess what? God's behind it. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. That's part of his Jeremiah 29, what, 11 and 12 plan. The purpose and plan is to give you future, give you a hope, reveal his heart to you. God doesn't want us all broke down and depressed and despondent and hopeless. He wants to give us hope and a future. Hallelujah. And then the final destination is to be with him. Can you imagine what heaven's going to be like? But the key is that our gifts and talents, are when we dedicate them and continue to dedicate them to him, he takes them and makes something beautiful.
Amen.
You ever heard somebody say he made something beautiful out of my life? Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. My life was a wreck. I was a wretch undone. Mm-hmm. I was lost and on my way to destruction. The drugs had me bound up. Sin had me, pornography, lies had me bound up. Just a liar can be so destructive. Did you know that? Just a liar. Because he's lying and he won't stop lying until he just find out that he's just a liar. And Jesus is the only one can set him free. Jesus is what? The liberator. And he reveals his truth to make you free. John, what? 8:32, you shall know the truth. and the truth shall make you free. Hallelujah. The truth makes you free. Because that's the word again. Hallelujah. Working in your life, transforming you according to Romans 12. Hallelujah. Say what? Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed, what? By the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is what? The good and acceptable and perfect will of God. God's perfect will. Not just you humming and heeing and hawing and hoping and just trying to figure it out and guess. God has a plan and he wants us to know it. He don't want us to try to figure it out. If anything, he said, what? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you.
Yeah.
All things. Didn't that say some things? He just say maybe some things. He said, all things shall be added unto you. But you gotta seek first the kingdom of God. Seek first the will of God. Seek first the plan of God. Seek first the heart of God. Seek first by staying in the word of God. And God will add to you. I'm guilty. I went out there and tried to do this. I tried to do that. I guess I don't have to tell you, because you can imagine just as sure as everything your mind can think, I didn't try to do it. But God said, no, that's not me. That's not my way. You've turned to my way. Just tried my way. Yes, like Malachi 3 said, prove you the Lord. Prove me, saith the Lord. Open and pour out the windows of heaven. Give as he encourages us to give. And he will what? Open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing where you will not be able to even receive it all. Yay. Amazing God. You are true to your word, Lord. What? God is not a man that he should lie. Neither is he the son of man that he should repent. What he says, he'll do it. He will do it, church. Hallelujah. He's an amazing God. But he wants to do it through us.
Amen.
That's what he wants. Oh, you can be a result of God's blessing. Yes. God doesn't bless us with talents and skills so that what? We can get noticed or earn lots of cash. That's not what it's all about. The gifts are not for that, because there was someone in the Bible, I think Simon the Sorcerer, he thought that he could buy the gifts of God.
Mm-hmm.
But no, that's in Acts. He couldn't do it. And he ended up being chastened and corrected. Peter got him for it. Peter got on him and busted him up for it spiritually. He said, you are not discerning and doing the things that honor God. You are going to perish for that. And boy, he got the whooping of his life. He did. So you can't mix the spiritual things of God in heaven with the carnal things of man. What? To be spiritually minded is life and peace. To be carnally minded is death. Remember that. Romans 8. It's in Romans 8. Spiritually minded, life and peace. To be carnally minded is death. Carnal means that you're doing it your way. You're doing it in the flesh instead of doing it in the spiritual gifts that God has given us. Doing it in the spiritual talents and gifts that Christ has imparted to each of us. Those gifts will be manifest. You just stay with the Lord. Just be encouraged in every way. And God will be faithful to you and reward you. How exactly does God want us to use our talents for him? Two ways, blessing others and what? Building his kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
1 Peter 4 and 10. I didn't give y'all that one. But it says here, we are called to use our gifts to serve others as faithful stewards to God's grace. Faithful stewards to his grace. Now, in that context, Peter was specifically talking about spiritual gifts. All right? Like prophecy and healing. These are supernatural abilities God gives each Christ follower, but the general idea of blessing others also carries over to talents. God doesn't give us anything just for our own benefit. After all, we are blessed to be a blessing. That's what Genesis 12 and 2. We are blessed to be a blessing, church. So you just stay with God's plan. And I'm telling you, when you determine to bless others, he is going to bless your socks off. I don't know. You got to bless your shoes off before he can bless your socks off. But he said he'll bless you. He'll bless you. Bless you going in and bless you coming out. Bless you in the morning. Bless you in the evening. Bless you at noonday. Bless you when you're sleeping. Hallelujah. Had an enemy try to attack me last night while I'm trying to go to sleep. So I thought I was having a stroke, but God just woke me up out of it. Hallelujah. He brought me out because it seemed so real. So real, seemed like I was jumping on it, but got up and jumping, fighting, trying to get free. But God, by his power, set me free. Hallelujah. The Spirit, he whom the Spirit was. I thank God for the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. I thank God for the Word of God. I thank God that just when you can't, he can. Hallelujah. Just as with spiritual gifts, God wants us to use our talents and skills for the benefit of others. Okay, there it is again. How can you put that into practice? Step by step, teeny bit by teeny bit, pinch by pinch, inch by inch. Just a little bit here and a little bit there. Maybe there's a ministry that uses your skill and talent to help others. And I think we can think of one ministry, can't we? If you love working on cars, volunteer to repair single mom's cars for free. Or if you paint whole art classes for nursing home residents. If you look in your community, you're sure to find a need you can meet with the talents God has given you. I'm going to try to see if I can get my fingers to start playing the piano. Hallelujah. Deanna's got her spiritual gift, huh? You got some talent and gift you're going to put to work, right? Along with your singing and your dancing, huh? Okay. Portia's got some gifts, don't you, Portia? All right. God is at work in each of us. If it ain't nothing but a big smile, you think that smile means more than a big frown and a big growl? I think so, don't it? You try. You growling and fussing and raising, saying, who you think gonna be drawn to that? But when you just continue to just show the love, let the love of Jesus shine in your face. Hallelujah. Let it come forth in the what you touch and the people you touch. I know COVID's all in the situation, but you still can touch a life, believe it or not. You can still touch a life. Hallelujah. God, by his Spirit, empowers you to touch lives, to make a difference. And I'm sure missing Sister Rebecca Gray's voice.
Amen.
I'm missing those gifts, girl. We've been blessed by you in the past, and we declare that you will bring forth blessing in the hour to come. We decree and declare it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Even Connie Bird, hallelujah, and Sharon Bird. Blessing, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you that they are blessing, and Lord, you are blessing us in so many ways. Yes, you are. I thank you for that, Lord. That's great. God has made us all different because together, all of us make up what? The kingdom. Paul compares the body of Christ to what? A human body. Each of us are unique, but together we make the body complete. And Christ, what is the head of the body? Ephesians 5:23. He's the head of the body, and he's the head of what? The church. So everything we do points back to him. That's why I said Jesus, our wonderful Lord, he's the spiritual gift and talent giver. Hallelujah. Just continue to seek him. You're going to be absolutely sure of those gifts and talents. They're just going to continue to be manifested in your life. And God is going to get the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. He will get the glory out of our lives. And then if you just touch that one life, like the word says in Psalm 91, one shall chase 1,000 and two 10,000. Can you imagine you just touching one life, and that one life multiplies into 1,000 lives that have been healed, that have been lifted up from out of destruction? Hallelujah. That have the guns, they put the guns down. They stop the lying. They stop stealing. They stop doing the drugs and illicit sex. God is setting them free because you touched that one life. Man, those gifts are something. Those talents are amazing. They can do, they can bring forth miracles. Let yourself continue to be open to the Spirit of God and His work in your life. Let go and let God have His way. Oh, thank you, Lord. You're amazing, Father. You're amazing. Yes, God wants you to use your unique role in the body of Christ, what? To glorify Him. So if God made you an amazing singer, sing for Him. If He made you an amazing dancer, just do that dance for the Lord. Dancer, there's a holy dance. God can give you a holy, a clean, a beautiful dance. It's not just all that stuff that the world thinks is good. It's not going to be the same. You are not the same. You are a new creation in Christ. So let the new blessings and gifts and talents come forth. God can take that same talent, because Helen Bayer has an amazing testimony of how God delivered her from drugs after all those years, even being bound to the drugs, bound to the dope dealer. You know, just a life that only Jesus can set you free from. And now those talents and gifts she uses for the glory of God. Hallelujah. Helen Bell, when you get a chance, check her out. Yeah. If your talent is less conventional, maybe you're good with numbers or writing code, then find a way to translate that into what? A job or volunteer work. Yeah, volunteer work opens the door for others. Volunteer work. I don't know who that's for, but that will even open the door for your amazing position of blessing. Yes. And work for God, a God-honoring company or ministry. Or use your God-given abilities to reach those who don't know you. And give God the credit for your talents. All right? Now, of course, Jesus gives us two commandments. Matthew 22, 37, 40. Jesus says, love the Lord and to love others as we love ourselves. Love the Lord thy God with all thy mind, all thy soul, all thy heart, all thy strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. And when you do that, your blessing pours out. Yes. So whatever you do, do it heartily, do it in sincerity, do it with all your might for the Lord. Not to men, knowing what? That the Lord will receive the inheritance. And then, of course, you will receive a reward and inheritance because you're serving the Lord Jesus Christ. Colossians 3. The rewards are great. Continue to allow Christ to cultivate His gifts and talents in you. For you are part of the precious and the glorious body of Christ. And that body is meant to bring glory and honor and praise to the living Christ before Almighty God. Let's pray now. Father, I just thank you for this word. Lord, I thank you for the word that you have spoken to your people. I thank you, Lord, that you are manifesting your gifts and your talents, especially the spiritual gifts. Teach us, Lord, how to walk and to carry out and to exercise the spiritual gifts for the body of Christ. Teach us, oh God, but help us to not shy back. Help us to not just think that, no, that's not for me. Lord, it's for us according to your will and your word. Now, encourage each of us, strengthen us now, heal us where we need healing, Father. bring peace in the things that we need, peace and order to every situation of our lives. We just commit everything to the living Christ. Hallelujah. And the power of the Holy Spirit is working mightily in us. He who have begun a good work in you shall perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And God, hallelujah, is able to do exceedingly abundant and above all that we ask and think, according to the power that works mightily in each of us. Lord, we give you all the praise. We give you the glory. We declare that victory is coming forth, Lord. And when we need it the most, you will be there. You're our mighty rescuer. You're our mighty deliverer. You're our mighty warrior. You're our strong. You are our all in all, Father. We don't even have words to describe the greatness and great God that you are. And that's through our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. He is on the right hand of God the Father, and he is making intercession for us and for many. And we will prevail. There is no failure in God. We give you all the glory, Lord. I pray that the life that has not received Christ might receive the living Christ now. Believe on him. Receive him, confess your sins, and be washed and forgiven through the love of our Savior, Jesus the Christ, and experience the newness in him. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray, and I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I give you the praise. I give you the glory right now, Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.